754 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. But Sean Sullivan in the house. It is Thursday and time for the Fishing Report.
All right, someone in coming off the bench on Thursdays for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear that Captain Bobby uses to go catching as well as fishing, but most people like catching. Go check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Say, I want what Bobby's throwing right now, and let Chip hook you up. And here he is, star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Dalton and Dan, you know Sean's got to love coming in there if he can get up this early in the morning after St. Patrick's Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
it was tame. It was fairly tame. But so, yeah, I could make it in here to talk about fishing. And, man, this is even though a month ago you had this kind of spring fishing starting and then we went through a cold phase. But this is mid-March, man. This is when we start really thinking spring.
And so are the fish. They're really, really gone into this full transition mode. And this little, I'm going to call it a cool snap, is not going to have any kind of effect on it. Actually, it probably won't even – maybe even help a little bit. The water temperature had eased all the way back up to 70 degrees on my trip yesterday, and you know, which is getting on up there for this time of year, you know, so it's going to kind of put it where it's supposed to be, but the fish reacting to it. It's just classic springtime transition right now. The fish that we caught fished two different areas on Monday and Tuesday of this week, and the fish were doing exactly the same thing. They were at the mouths of the creeks in one case and the rivers in the other, up on the flats in some places that I wasn't catching them a few weeks ago, which tells me that these fish are starting to move on out of these wintertime areas and setting up to do their he and she, and which is when they start doing it, when it starts to get to these water temperatures. And, you know, with that, I've been finding some pretty good groupings of fish, schools of fish, to where when you – what happens when trout spawn, they gather up in big schools and – the females do their thing and the males do their thing, and they do that in big schools. And trout is a species that feeds real well when they're spawning, as opposed to some other species. And then when you throw in that many fish in a small area, you're talking about a lot of competition for food. So basically that all translates to if you find them, you're going to catch them. And that's been the case over the last week or so. We're starting to find some of these spawning schools of fish. And the key to it is, you know, and by the way, if you're keeping up with the weather, you know you're going to be dealing with some wind this weekend. But the key to it is you've got to drift along or move along until you find it. There's no sense this type of fishing in just sitting in one spot waiting on a bite. You've got to go find the fish. And so we use the wind to our advantage because you're going to deal with wind this time of year. And let it drift you along, particularly towards signs of fish in the form of fish slicks or maybe even a few diving gulls, that sort of thing, and drift along until you get bit, and then stop the boat. I use power poles, but you know, any kind of anchoring device that you can use to stop the boat and set up upwind of where you've gotten your bites, and usually you can load up pretty good before you have to start drifting again.
Captain Bobby, the best way for folks to get this education on finding them, moving and finding them, is to get a trip with you. If they want to get a trip booked this time of year or right now or for in the summer, how do they do it?
A-teamfishing.com is our website, and it's got all of our contact information on it, as well as a little form you can send in and request your dates, and we get you fixed up.
Man, spring is sprung. It is exciting.
and officially spring, by the way, Saturday, I think, is the equinox. I think we're officially spring on Saturday.
Do the fish use that calendar, or they got a different one?
Well, you know, at that time, after that time, I think they can start wearing white again.
I love it. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need to go out and find those fish this weekend. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.